appears that you have the confidence, the maturity to handle the ups and downs that this game gives you sometimes. Is that, you kind of lean on that, that, you know, there are going to be highs and lows and this is a hard game?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, the game throws different things at you that you got to kind of adjust to as you, as you're kind of going along. So just kind of like balancing out mindset and like learning how to control those highs and lows is a pretty important aspect.
What was it like fielding out there today, and particularly in the first inning as you kind of got near that ball?
It's a little tough. I mean, it's kind of like a hard drizzle, so anytime you look up in the sky, there's water in your eyes. But there's no excuses. That ball should have been caught, so hit my glove, got to catch it. So.
You did the base hit later in the game with the weird turn to first base. Is that a matter of a spot like the other ball? Are you trying to find it, or is it just kind of a reflex play? How does that play kind of break down for you?
I looked at the umpire, and he signaled that it was a fair ball, so I didn't know if it got past him or not. So as I hit the base, I kind of like looked at him, and my energy just kind of went towards second base. And it's just something that shouldn't happen, honestly. It's kind of a boneheaded mistake, and that, those type of things from me can't happen. So I'm point blank, period, like that.
You've stung a lot of balls, hit them right at people. How do you handle like stretches like that? You know, some people work more, watch more video, or watch less video. How do you try to get through a stretch like that?
I mean, it's a part of the game, and it happens, and I always try to tell myself that, but I mean, it is frustrating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like if you guys go to work every day and mm-hmm. supposedly like may not ask the right questions or whatever, I mean, that's kind of how it is. Mm-hmm. So me going out there and trying to, you know, be the best that I can, trying to help the ball club win games, I mean, that's all I can hope for. So,
Victor, you kind of expect it at this level, but how unforgiving have you found it? You know, one play like in the first inning can lead to two runs, or as you watch that inning unfold after you're not on first.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely unforgiving, and it's one thing that kind of stands out to me is what Nolan said to me, and that you can't hide up here. So every mistake, every little thing you do, every little thing you say is televised and people can see it. So making those mistakes, I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm not a robot. So I'm going to make mistakes, yes, but I'm also going to learn from them. And I feel like that's something that everyone should know, is that, yeah, I make mistakes. Okay, cool. I'm going to learn from it, though.
Nolan Arenado or Nolan Gorman?
Yeah, Arenado.
Did anybody come up to you in the dugout and, you know, tell you to keep your head up, as a long game, anything like that, or try to pick your spirits up?
Yeah, Matt Carpenter, mm-hmm. Brandon Crawford. It was a few guys that came up to me and just said that, but those are two that I remember.